There is a word for people who are in their heads too much. Thinkers. Solitude is a catalyst for innovation. The next generation of quiet kids can and must be raised to know their own strengths. Sometimes it helps to be a pretend extrovert. There will always be time to be quiet later. But in the long run, staying true to your temperament is key to finding work you love and work that matters. One genuine new relationship is worth a fistful of business cards. It's okay to cross the street to avoid making small talk. Quiet leadership is not an oxymoron. Love is essential. Gregariousness is optional. In a gentle way, you can shake the world. Mahatma Gandhi. Susan Cain. Quiet, the power of introverts in a world that can't stop talking. Welcome back, English Seekers. This is Nour al-Din, and you're listening to English Seekers Podcast. By the way, you can listen to English Seekers Podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts absolutely for free. Without further ado, let's get into it. Welcome back with new vocabulary. So today's vocabulary is really interesting. We have here a couple of big words to introduce to yourself. So I hope that you like them. So please pay attention. The first one is introvert. It's a noun and it means is a quiet person who prefers to spend most of the time alone and not sociable. For example, I think he's an introvert. He barely said something in our last conversation. Introverts have something that a lot of people should consider having, which is silence. Why talk all the time, you know? Then the other word is solitude. It's a noun and it means to be alone and away from society. The solitude that you find in some places in nature can be a life changer. Solitude is required to reconsider some decisions that are important in our lives and for those whom we care about. Next word is extrovert. It's also a noun, and actually this word is the opposite of introvert. These people, for example, they're sociable and like to talk to people and express themselves most of the time. For example, I can't believe they're twins. One of them is an introvert, hardly ever talks, and the other is an extrovert, talks about whatever. The other word is temperament. It's a noun. It's when you have a temper, you're extremely sensitive and emotional. For example, if you have a temperament, I think you should start working on that because you don't want to harm those whom you care about while you're not aware that you're doing so. Y'all, that was a horrible temperament that we saw today from our manager in the meeting. The man was about to throw the phone at his employee. Next word is oxymoron, a combination of two things that are contradicting or go against each other, like negative positivity, for instance. The oxymorons are a lot nowadays. Many people are contradicting their principles by their actions or by going to the extremes. Too much positivity can cause a lot of damage. Negative positivity is an oxymoron that, at some point, drags people to live in denial and dismissal of what they're going through. Gregariousness is a noun. It's about the extroverts that we've talked about. They love to be gregarious. For example, gregariousness can be good and can be bad. It depends on when and where you use it. I believe that gregariousness can have a great impact on a community if it's perceived and shown properly. I mean, as humans, we hate to live alone by nature. So we should socialize to strengthen our bonds in a community. but within the limits of modesty and respect to others' privacy. And that's it for today. Thank you so much, guys, for listening. That was really appreciated. I hope that you liked this episode. Feel free to share this with your friends. See you next time.